아, 그럼 알아봐야 돼. 설사 까먹으니까 마사지, 마사지, 마사지. 那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，
plan today was to give a sermon on the stages of the path to enlightenment, and due to the fact that there are many Westerners here, I asked what books were available on this topic, and it was reported that the three principal aspects of the path to enlightenment was available, so I decided to give the sermon on that. As the techniques of getting out of cyclic existence, one needs to have an intention to leave cyclic existence, the first of the three principal aspects of the path, and one must also have the correct view of emptiness. But if one also wants to achieve the highest freedom, the state of liberation of the great vehicle, one must also have the altruistic mind of enlightenment. These three, the thought definitely to get out of cyclic existence, the correct view of emptiness, and the altruistic mind of enlightenment are the three principal aspects of the path. Prior to giving a lecture on a topic from the sutra systems, it is customary to engage in means to clear away obstacles. There are mantras for doing this. In this case, we will do the usual practice of reciting the Heart Sutra.
当然这样的，嗯，学了你，学了你不，这样的，他做的，嗯，接班的那个是，学了你不养，他把整个要的，嗯，俺们都在做整个要的，俺们看上做，学了你不，整个要的是，嗯，俺们学了你不，整个，整个每年这些，学了你不，他到到的，他到学堂里头，那些东北人去啊，这里就是啥呢？俺们东北人全部的钱。
In Japan, the Heart Sutra is always recited, and it is always recited in Tibet too. Therefore, those of you who know how to recite it should recite it thinking on the meaning, and those who don't know how to recite it should think on the meaning of emptiness. Having recited the Heart Sutra, it is helpful to in order to remove obstacles, it is helpful to recite the mantra of the Dakini Sangye Dhamma Jan, who is a manifestation of the female form of the perfection of wisdom. Usually when we recite mantra as a symbol of the entry of the blessings from the recitation, we count the mantra moving the beads inward. But in this case, where we are removing obstacles, the rosary is moved in the opposite direction,
and
That completes the section of getting rid of the obstacles. The next section is the offering of mandala. And the meaning of the offering of mandala is this. Previously, when our Buddha was in former lifetimes, was training in the path, he underwent a great many hardships without concern for his own body, his own family, his resources, and so forth. And as a symbol of that sort of undergoing of hardship and not having concern for one's own resources and so forth, one makes an offering of the entire world system. This world system having been formed by our collective karma, one imagines the world system in a glorified aspect filled with all sorts of marvels and so forth, and makes that offering.
Thank you.
When either lecturing on the Dharma or listening to the Dharma, it must be done within being conjoined with a mind of refuge and a mind of altruism, seeking to help others. Therefore, now we will repeat together the refuge and mind generation formula three times. At the beginning of a lecture on the Dharma, there is a custom of repeating a stanza of praise to Buddha within mindfulness of the kindness of Buddha. This practice was started by Kunu Lama. And it is a repetition of a verse from the writings of Nagarjuna. I'm very happy to have the opportunity to give a lecture here in Toronto, Canada, to this group of assembled Buddhists and persons interested in Buddhism. And I want to thank the Zen masters who are whose temple this is. I want to thank the many Tibetans who have made the preparation.
And that. And the children, had a cartoon session, cartoon search, to study.
Today, the lecture will be in three sessions. The first will be until noon. Then the second will be from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
얘네 수리시가 쭉스 바라 까마지양스 바라잔 얘네 양쪽에 나와 있습니다. 마치라 제형한 근데 드리진 되듯이
And then there will be a break for just 15 minutes, after which the lecture will resume going until around 5 or
5:30.
For those who are used to sitting cross-legged, it will be easy, but for those who aren't used to it, you should make preparations.
다르루치야디
Generally speaking, we have come together because we have an interest in the Dharma.
디체야디 나란스 단데 또그 상부지여 지보기 아니 미 단데 제가 칸투비야마 미 제가 지신 칸투비야마
It is the fact that merely through food, clothing, shelter, and so forth, one cannot fulfill the wishes of human beings. No matter how good our food, clothing, shelter, and so forth are, if there isn't a happiness in the mind, we can't be comfortable. Since we do have bodies, we do need to take care of our bodies with food, clothing, shelter, and so forth. But these alone are not sufficient. We have to be able to seek out and achieve a mental happiness. If one knows how to create happiness in one's mind through one's own thought, it is possible to overpower sufferings of the body. However, the opposite is not so. If one doesn't know how to create happiness in one's mind, no matter how good one's food, clothing, and shelter are, due to the unrest, depression, and so forth that one has in one's mind, one cannot be happy. Therefore, it is very important for us to combine external improvement along with internal improvement.
Any Western civilization, modern, Japanese, or
Western civilization in general has made great progress in terms of the external means and is making even more progress if it also develops the techniques for achieving happiness internally it'll be very beneficial If we are unable to make progress internally and are solely concerned and totally wrapped up with external things, we have become a slave of external things. This is not good. And even though one might be called a human, one is like a reflection of a machine.
Ah,
So thus our discussion today is on how to achieve happiness in terms of the mind. In the past, in this world, many, many teachers have appeared. And from their own experience, they gave good advice to their followers in order to help them. And what I'm going to be speaking about today is the advice is from among these many systems of advice, the advice given by our kind teacher Buddha. In the system of our teacher Buddha, he set forth levels of practice in accordance with the with the abilities of his followers, these being low vehicle and the great vehicle, two vehicles. And from the point of view, from the viewpoint of views on reality, he set forth the four schools of tenets. And then within the great vehicle itself, he set forth a sutra system and a tantra system that have, in which there is a difference with regard to the general corpus of the path for achieving the Buddha bodies. With regard to these two vehicles, and within the great vehicle sutra and tantra forms, and then the four schools of tenets, there are some 100 volumes of text translated from Sanskrit into Tibetan.
I just answered on Pali or at least.
These scriptures can be divided into three groups, one group being on the discipline. It's mainly concerned with texts that are common to the low vehicle, and then there's another section on the perfection of wisdom, these mainly being the perfection of wisdom sutras, and then there's another group which is composed of various sutras. Then there is a section on tantra also. And within the tantra systems, according to the Vajra Panjara Tantra and explanatory tantra, there are four sets of tantras. Although the text that I'm speaking on today is concerned with
is involved with all of these sections of the Buddhist scriptures. They are mostly involved, or they mostly have their source in the perfection of wisdom teaching. About these 100 volumes of sutras and tantras that have been translated into Tibetan, there are about 200 volumes of commentaries by Indians which were translated into Tibetan too. In fact, of how the teaching of Buddha spread in Tibet, all of the systems of sutra and of tantra and of the low vehicle and of the great vehicle were spread in throughout Tibet. On the basis of the presence of all of these teachings of sutra and of tantra and the low vehicle and the great vehicle in Tibet, there came to be differences, a slight differences due to differences in the transmission from particular teachers and due to the use of certain philosophical terms. There were many such minor schools, and these in brief can be condensed into the four that are well known nowadays, these being Nyingma, Gangyu, Sankhya, and Gelug. All of these basically come down to the same thought. This particular rendition of the many stages of the path into three main principal paths is one that was set forth by Phongpa. Since these teachings have their derivation in the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras, how is it that they do derive from the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras? In those sutras, there is the explicit teaching of emptiness and the hidden teaching of the stages of the path. Among these three principal aspects of the path, the one which is on the correct view of reality stems from the teachings in the Perfection of Wisdom Sutra, the explicit teachings on emptiness. Now, with regard to presenting the correct view, there are the mind-only system, there is the Chittamatra system, and the Madhyamaka system. In this text, on the three principal aspects of the path, it is solely on the Madhyamaka system. And within Madhyamaka, solely on the Prasangika division of Madhyamaka into Svatantrika and Prasangika. It just presents the Prasangika view on emptiness. Then the other two of the three principal aspects of the path, the thought definitely to get out of cyclic existence and the altruistic mind of enlightenment, come from the hidden teaching of the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras on the paths or stages for achieving clear realization. Back to the modes of commentary on the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras, there are two types. That system of interpretation with regard to the explicit teaching on emptiness was transmitted from Nagarjuna, and the hidden teaching on the stages of the path was translated from Maitreya. Maitreya's text that sets forth the hidden teaching of the stages of the path is his ornament for clear realization. His ornament for clear realization. There are 8 chapters. Three chapters set out the three exalted knowers. Then the next 4 set forth the practices of the 4 trainings. Eight set forth the effect truth body. If you have some time to look at these 8 chapters of Maitreya's text in connection with the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras themselves, then
source in the hidden teachings on the stages of the path from the Perfection of Wisdom Sutra. Who has copies of the text?
English.
Would you hold them just to indicate how many have left? There are only, there weren't enough topics. When you listen to the teaching on the three principal aspects of the path, as I mentioned before, the motivation should not be for oneself, but what should be in order to achieve health and happiness for all sentient beings everywhere. The title of it is The Three Principal Aspects of the Path to Highest Enlightenment, the essence of all of the scriptures. At the beginning of a text, it is customary to pay homage to a high object. With regard to the high objects to whom homage is made at the beginning of texts in general, there are many different types. In this text, he pays homage to the holy lamas. It is due to the fact that the three topics that are to be explained in this text, the three principal aspects of the path, are to be achieved in dependence on the Lama, that he pays homage to the Lamas at the beginning of the text. The three words, the foremost, holy, and lama, set forth three qualities of lama.
Lama de, and ming chimbu yue diriyawa, tenriya, yendetangu.
To be a lama, it's not sufficient just to have a big name. If one must have the good qualities that are associated with that name. For instance, it's not enough just to be the Dalai Lama. If one does not have the qualifications, it is not
suitable.
Even though I do not have the qualifications, I'm making effort so that I might have them.
In the future.
diminished the emphasis on this lifetime and is putting the emphasis on future lifetimes and deeper topics. Thus, a person like this is like a, what do you say, in relation to common beings whose emphasis is mainly on this life, these persons are like the foremost or the leaders. In another way, those persons who are merely looking to the affairs of this lifetime are very short-sighted, whereas those who are looking to future lifetimes and these deeper topics have a long perspective.
That Jesus, I think, is one. That Jesus, dream shiva digi. That shiva thandu niya wasan bol mathe. That is shiva khoye thundu la shamba shamba lane. Shiva khoye thundu la shamba lane. Thabo thuni ki ta kaso ta thabo thuni thabo yeden she. Thabo thuni thabo yeden she. That is shiva thundu la ya shancha di ka. That shiva thundu la shancha la thabo.
시베 the word translated as holy here, which might more correctly be The word holy indicates that the person is not attached to objects. This coming through developing a renunciation for all forms of cyclic existence itself, thereby having turned the mind away from that and brought it inside.
Then
the word lama, in the word lama, the word la means high, and the word ma is a negative, indicating that there is none higher. From what point of view are there none higher?